December 9th, the conception of the Most Holy Theotokos by St. Anna. The righteous Joachim and Anna were childless for 50 years of their married life. In their old age, the archangel Gabriel appeared to each one of them separately, telling them that God had heard their prayers and that they would give birth to a daughter, Mary. Then St. Anna conceived by her husband and after 9 months bore a daughter blessed by God and by all generations of men, the Most Holy Virgin Mary, the Theotokos. For more details, see September 9th. St. Hannah, mother of the prophet Samuel. Hannah was the wife of Elkanah from Ramathaim, Zophim or Arimathea. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 1 through 2. Hannah had not given birth to any children because she was barren, and this caused her to weep and grieve bitterly. But the merciful God showed pity on her and removed her barrenness because of her ceaseless sighs and prayers. Hannah bore a son, Samuel, and dedicated him to God from his childhood. Samuel was a great leader of the nation of Israel and a prophet, who anointed 2 kings, Saul and David. St. Hannah sang a hymn of thanksgiving to God, a hymn wonderful both in its wisdom and in its beauty, which is used even to this day in the services of the church. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 1. The Venerable Stephen the New Light. This God-pleaser was born and brought up in Constantinople, in the home of his parents, Zacharias and Theophano. His father was a priest of the great church at the time of Patriarch Methodius. While carrying him in her womb, his mother fed only on bread and water, and when the child was born, a cross of light shone on his chest. Because of this, and because of his pure and God-pleasing life, he is called the New Light. At the age of 18, Stephen enclosed himself in a cell near the church of St. Peter the Apostle, and there he gave himself up to the ascetic labor of fasting and prayer. Once St. Peter appeared to him and said, "Peace be to you, my child. You have made a good beginning. May the Lord strengthen you." Following this, he lived for many years in a cell by the church of the holy martyr Antipas. This saint also appeared to him and encouraged him with the words, "Know that I will not abandon you." Stephen imposed even greater and greater hardships upon himself. He ate only twice a week, and then only unsalted vegetables. This holy man lived a life of asceticism for 55 years for the sake of Christ's kingdom, and entered into rest in the Lord in the year 829 at the age of 73. Saint Sophronius, Archbishop of Cyprus. Sophronius was born and brought up in Cyprus. Because of his great spiritual learning and his many virtues, especially compassion, he was appointed archbishop following St. Damian. Having faithfully served the church and pleased God, Sophronius died peacefully in the 6th century. Hymn of Praise, The Conception of the Most Holy Theotokos by St. Anna.
O most glorious God, wonderful and marvelous, kind and merciful toward all creation, the proud dost thou overturn, the humble dost thou raise, thou who dost distinguish, thou who makest to live, according to thy plan, O Creator, thou canst do all, according to thy plan eternal and divine. With thy blessing the fertile earth brings forth fruit. By thy holy word thou settest a seal upon the barren. From one who gives birth thou canst take away, and for the barren one thou canst bring forth good fruit. Thou madest fertile the barren Hannah. Thou didst grant her a holy and noble daughter. That which was the subject of mockery, thou didst crown with glory. The dream of a childless woman, thou didst openly surpass. The aged woman prayed, her prayer thou didst accept. The seal of barrenness thou didst remove from her body. Her dead body thou didst fill with life. Thou gavest her a virgin, wondrous in beauty. And a daughter was born, the most holy virgin, a daughter, a mother, and the mother of God. According to thy plan, O Creator, thou canst do all, according to thy plan, eternal and divine.
Reflection. Fear of God drives all fear from the hearts of men. In every great hierarch of the Orthodox Church, we see meekness and fearlessness wonderfully united. Saint Nicholas grabbed the sword of the executioner and pulled it away so that innocent men would not be beheaded. Saint Chrysostom reproached the Empress Eudoxia for her misdeeds, without consideration for the unpleasantness and danger to his own life, to which he was exposed as a result. And there are many, many other examples similar to this. Emperor Valentinian the Elder, upon hearing of Ambrose's stern criticism of him, said, "I knew of your fearlessness. That is why I helped you to be chosen as bishop. Correct our faults as the law of God teaches, and heal our unrighteousness." When Valentinian the Younger, at the instigation of his mother, Justina, an Arian, ordered that the cathedral church in Milan be yielded to the heretics, Ambrose shut himself in the church with the faithful and would not come out for 3 days. He sent a message to the emperor and empress that, if they desired his death, he was prepared at any moment, here in the church, to be run through either by the sword or spear. Hearing this, the emperor and empress withdrew their decree. When a riot occurred in Thessalonica, at which time about 7,000 people were beheaded by the decree of Emperor Theodosius the Great, Ambrose became so enraged at the emperor that when the emperor visited Milan and wished to enter the church, the saint forbade him. The emperor said to Ambrose, "Even David sinned and was not deprived of God's mercy." To this the bishop replied, "As you have imitated David in sin, imitate him also in repentance." The emperor was ashamed, turned back, and repented bitterly of the sin he had committed. Contemplation. Contemplate the righteousness of the righteous Noah, Genesis 6. How all men were corrupt and wicked. How amidst universal corruption, Noah alone remained righteous and lived according to the will of God. Homily. On Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God. Genesis chapter 6, verse 9. To be righteous among the righteous is a great and praiseworthy deed. But how far greater and more praiseworthy a deed it is to be righteous among the unrighteous. Noah lived among men who were filled with unrighteousness and evil. He lived among them for 500 years and remained righteous before God. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Genesis chapter 6, verse 8. The Most High Judge, who looks at all the works of mankind and evaluates them without prejudice and without error, valued the labors of Noah because, in the midst of a corrupt and perverse generation, he remained in the righteousness of God, and God rewarded him with his grace. Assuredly, Noah endured much misery and bitterness from his evil neighbors. Assuredly, he was unable to have a friend among them. The greatest satisfaction for a sinner is to drag a righteous man down into his own mire, and to share his sin with him. But Noah did not allow himself to be dragged down or misled. Noah favored God's friendship over that of unrighteous men. It was dearer to him to walk with God without men than to walk with men without God. Fear of God, the Creator and Judge, preserved him from the worldwide corruption, and he was not only righteous but also perfect in his generations. That is, he did not allow himself, even in the least, to be contaminated by the common evil, but rather he cleaved to God's righteousness. The allurement of sin and the ridicule of the sinners, Everything merely served to separate him all the more from them. When the universal flood befell the human race, God did not abandon his faithful Noah to perish with the others. Instead, he saved him and glorified him, making him the progenitor of a new generation of men. Brethren, this shining example of Noah teaches that each one of us can please God even in the midst of sinners, if only we want to. O righteous and long-suffering God, uphold us on the path of thy righteousness. To you be glory and thanks always. Amen.